Here's check on stories we're following for you this morning on the Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny, breezy day today, 45 to 50. We'll check the details on that forecast in a few minutes. Well, a crew hired by Comcast started work on Thursday, March 9th, beginning deploying cable to roads in Sharon that are not currently served by Comcast's high-speed internet network. The work started just 2 days after Comcast officially signed the contract with Sharon for the project. Former junior firefighter Ben Walford has provided a $15,000 donation to the Canaan Fire Company. The company recently launched its yearly appeal, outlining the need to replace equipment that has been in service now for over 30 years. The renovation of the Lakeville train station has topped the agenda of the Salisbury Board of Selectmen regular meeting. The selectmen discussed the ongoing renovations and lifting of the train station. Firstly, there is an 80-page assessment by Crosskey Architects available on the town website. If all options were done together, the total price for the renovation would be $731,000. The Northeast Town Board meeting on March 9th was dominated by the approval of the contract for the purchase of the former Kingdom Hall of Jehovah Witnesses on Route 22 for use as a new town hall, also by discussion of agricultural assessments for the town of Northeast. Residents and visitors in Lakeville are invited to an interactive barnstorming session at the Lakeville Town Grove on Saturday, March 18th, to address ongoing concerns and help shape and define the future of the village. The program, co-sponsored by the Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission and Colliers Engineering and Design, will run from 10 a.m. to noon with the intent on gathering input from Collier's recommendations for short and long-term strategies to address the issues of concern identified by the community. Sharon Audubon Center naturalist Bethany Sheffer on Saturday, March 18th from 10 till 12 is appreciating the delightful ducks. Prepaid online reservations are available, sharon.audubon.org, but cash and payments are also accepted on site. The big cleanup began Wednesday morning in South County, Massachusetts. The snowfall caused by a nor'easter spinning off the coast of Massachusetts ended with clouds beginning to part. By the way, the size of the snowfall was the largest snowfall in 12 years in South County. The Housatonic Musical Theater Society is presenting Mean Girls at the High School Edition at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School Burgess Auditorium Thursday the 16th at 7, Friday the 17th at 7, Saturday the 18th at 2, and Saturday the 18th at 7 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,874.57, the S&P 500 at 3891.93, and the NASDAQ at 11,434.05. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast in just a few moments.